Tomorrow marks 40 years since the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. While Americans over 45 can tell you where they were that day, there are few people left who actually witnessed the attack. That's why a museum in Dallas is working to preserve voices of people who were there. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
The sixth-floor museum at Dealey Plaza opened in 1989. It's located in the old Texas Book Depository building, where alleged assassin Lee Harvey Oswald perched on the sixth floor to take aim at President Kennedy. Most of the building has been renovated by Dallas County for use as office space, but the top floors of the building have become a repository of memorabilia from the assassination. For example, the Warren Commission's precise model of the plaza where the shooting took place is here. Gary Mack is the curator of the museum.
We've positioned the window and the boxes on the windowsill exactly the way investigators found them in 1963. To let people see a view out of that window, we've put a little web camera inside one of those boxes so you can get a feeling for what happened that day and the physics of the shooting.
So now, 40 years later, what's changed?
The one thing that hasn't changed is that most adults today do not believe the Warren Commission report that there was just one gunman. And the public opinion polls have said that since the weekend of the assassination. 50% or more do not believe one guy did it.
The spate of conspiracy theories makes it all the more important to preserve the memories of people who witnessed the assassination and its aftermath. The museum is building an archive of oral histories, stories from Dallas residents who were there that day, policemen on the parade route, and doctors on duty when the dying president arrived at Parkland Hospital. The project is an attempt to capture living history. One of the more compelling recent additions to this archive is an interview with Secret Service agent Winston Lawson. Lawson was in charge of advanced security for Kennedy in Dallas. He did not speak about the events of that day for 25 years. 2 months ago, he gave an oral history to the museum. In this excerpt, Lawson begins by talking about a presidential visit to Western New York, where Lawson's parents and other relatives lived.
I didn't introduce my family to him, but one of the supervisors on the detail said, "Mr. President, this is Agent Lawson's family." And President Kennedy said, "Well, he must be doing a pretty good job because nobody has shot me yet."
1 year later, Agent Lawson was in charge of preparing security for the president's visit to Dallas. Lawson and the security forces knew Dallas was home to strong anti-Kennedy sentiment. They were out in force to protect the president, but it was not enough to stop the unthinkable.
You wonder, everything is going through your mind, you know, what could I have done that I didn't do? Did I mess up, and if so, how? I was the first agent to lose a president, and to this day, I'm still the first agent to lose a president.
After the assassination, Agent Lawson remained with the Secret Service, but until he retired in 1981, even his commute from work in Washington, D.C., triggered painful memories of Dallas.
Well, the Memorial Bridge, as you're going into Virginia, you look up at Arlington Cemetery, and at night, you see a little flickering light, and that's President Kennedy's grave. For a number of years, every time I went home, I'd see that little flickering light. That was quite a reminder.
40 years after the assassination, new information about that day still comes into the sixth floor museum, but it's now little more than a trickle. Recently, an elderly man arrived at the museum with a shoebox full of pictures he had taken on November 22, 1963. He was on the plaza when the president was shot. He did not capture the actual shooting and thought his pictures useless, but his wife told him to take the pictures in before he died. Now historians are studying them for any new insight into those 6 seconds in Dallas. Juan Williams, NPR News.
More oral histories from people who were in Dallas that day are at npr.org.